Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill-Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Oh, I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. Earth, 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 Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Our caller Paul has dropped off the line. Thank you, Paul.
Damn it, Paul.
I know. Classic Paul. So you three gentlemen will be competing against another.
No, I'm taking them down.
That's right. That's right.
We're not competing at all.
I don't ever do well.
This isn't even a contest.
Oh, you're just going to take them out.
I'm absolutely going to kill them.
All right, you heard it here first and only here.
Jeez,
so today, you have your choice of one of three categories. Today, we have interior decorating.
Cocky man.
Where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. Hit me with your best shot. Where you guess the unconventional object that someone has chosen to use as a weapon. And finally, today, license to spill. Where you guess the substance responsible for creating.
Oh, look at me, Ruth. You're calling your shot? Pick it.
Hit me.
Hit me with your best shot. I'm slightly annoyed now. Come on, Mike. We're not losing it.
Come on, we gotta get this.
Oh, come on, Mike.
I'm paying attention this time.
I was trying to make it interesting.
Yeah, whatever. Give us a question.
I'm usually busy right around now, but you know what? Fine. I'll pay attention to the show.
You're not gonna believe this. This takes place in Florida.
What?
Yeah, I know.
Frying pan.
A Florida woman has been arrested for an attack. Investigators say that the battery occurred this past Thursday evening at the OCC Roadhouse Bar in Clearwater. Somehow, Roadhouse Bar and attack. Sounds like they work together. 48-year-old Crystal Watts, I should point out, she spells the name K-R-Y-S-T-L. No A or anything. Crystal Watts, she confronted the victim and began attacking him. She then threw a can at the victim. That victim is one Jesse Hammock. Anyway, it struck Hammock in the forehead, causing a laceration. Now, the affidavit does not identify a motive for the attack or whether the accused assailant Hammock or even acquaintances. But Watts was arrested for battery. She spent a night in custody before being freed the next day on $1,000 bond. Now, the phone number listed for her in the court records, it turns up as an escort service website that includes a variety of explicit photos of her. A recent post notes that, quote, Crystal is back in the saddle and ready to ride. And the online ad, it describes services provided and lists her age as 48. It's located in Clearwater if you're interested or busy.
I'm assuming this is a beer can she threw at this guy?
I just said a can, man. Either way, hit him in the forehead, cut his head. Whatever the case, what did she assault him with before she threw the can? Was it glitter? Was it silly string? Was it a high heel or was it her cell phone? So glitter, silly string, a high heel, or a cell phone. What did the lovely Crystal? He's back in the saddle and ready to ride.
Back in the
assault
saddle.
This man.
It's got to be a high heel, right?
I'm thinking
she's
the same
an
thing.
Escort.
That's what they do.
See,
I'm thinking she glitter bombed him.
What was the last one?
Cell phone. Yeah. So it's glitter, silly string, high heel, or cell phone.
I'm going to stick with my gut, and my gut's telling me glitter bomb. My gut does me wrong a lot, but you know what? Okay. I feel it today.
I'm going high heel.
All right,
that's the standing rule. Off, bam,
just to
right?
beat you. I'm going to say she has lost her mind and threw her cell phone after or before
well,
she threw
the can. You can still stick with high heel if you want. I don't care.
No.
It could be a tie.
No.
A tie is a win in soccer.
That's a draw.
That's a draw.
That's for over a season. This is today.
All right.
It's a final. We get a winner.
What did she hit this guy with first? Glitter, silly string, a high heel, or a cell phone? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Categories hitting with your best shot on profile. This we go to Florida, where a woman is arrested after an attack at a bar in Clearwater.
Yeah.
She definitely threw a can at the man and hit him in the forehead, which, in all honesty, pretty good arm.
That's some damage.
Pretty good accuracy.
I mean, it cut.
I mean, she.
This is so stupid.
Look, I mean, even as far away as we are, right?
Yeah.
Throwing a can, hit someone in the forehead.
Yeah.
So
it also depends on what the can was. If it was a beer, that's one thing. If it's like a solid can of like soup or something like that.
I don't think she's walking around soup.
Gonna do the work. You never know, man.
It's Florida. Who knows?
She's just, back in the saddle, Miles.
She pours tomato soup all over her head when she's up there.
I think it's safe that it's like a can of beer that has a couple sips and then she threw it.
Okay. Yeah.
Our question is, what did she throw before that? Was it glitter, silly string, a high heel, or a cell phone?
Let us start with Mike Hawk.
Doggone it!
You went with glitter.
Yeah.
It was not glitter. That means it comes down to the Ted Smith and only, Miles Montgomery.
The only glitter she wears is body glitter.
Miles, you went with high heel.
Damn it!
That leaves you, Ted. You went with the cell phone.
What? Silly string? Silly string.
She sprayed it with silly spring, but the can she threw was the silly spring can.
That's why you couldn't say what it was.
So she sprayed his ass, then hit him in the forehead with the can of silly string. I'm sorry,
okay.
Man. What is going on in Florida?
I already
Does she have silly string at a roadhouse bar?
I don't
know. I already had a vision of what she looked like. And then when you mentioned the escort service, I was like, that's exactly what
you had
I
a vision of a 48-year-old stripper.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wrong. Yeah.
Very tan.
No.
Oh.
She looks like Billy Idol.
Oh.
Billy Idol. Oh.
She has short blonde hair. You know, it's just kind of spiky. Trust me, I saw her mugshot, and then I found out she was an escort. I'm like, for who? I'd be pissed if that's what you said.
I got a very particular set of skills.
It's like the Walmart.
Silly string.
It's like the Walmart of services.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. Hot off the presses.
Okay.
Hot.
So start today. Last week, we were down a late night host on the jokes.
Mm-hmm.
So today I came in, there was an article that said basically Disney might have lost like $3 billion.
God damn.
Right? Because there's been, so you know, people saying boycott Disney and this and that.
Yeah.
Which would include ABC, ESPN, Disney Plus, and Marvel. I had no parts of that this weekend. I watched a lot of college football on ESPN.
A drop in the bucket, huh?
Yeah. And then Tabitha Maslany, she was a big, basically, she's a Disney star and came out and was like, hey, come on. Like, what are we doing here? She's the She-Hulk, attorney at law.
Okay, oh, okay, there you go.
And then seriously hot off the press, right this afternoon, we realized that tomorrow night, Kimmel will be back.
Oh, he's coming back.
He is.
Remember, he was just suspended. He wasn't fired.
They said indefinitely.
Suspended indefinitely.
It's not 4 days.
That usually means permanently.
It was only for a few days, you see.
Yeah. Well, indefinitely is a term, right? So, I don't know. I'm not surprised by any of that. Yeah. So, Jimmy Kimmel will be back tomorrow night. If you like Jimmy Kimmel, good.
I'm sure that'll be a hell of a monologue.
Okay. Yeah. Indefinitely is defined as... for an unlimited or unspecified period of time.
They just gave him a vacation.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Jimmy gets the whole summer off anyway.
Get out of the studio, man.
He already had a vacation.
Dude takes the summer off.
Right. Don't make us do it again.
It is. I mean, you're right. Well, there's a difference between getting suspended with pay and without pay.
Definitely. Oh, yeah. I've always said, what can I do to get suspended with pay? There's things, but we're not going to tell you because we know you're going to do it. In a heartbeat. Yes.
It's a vacation.
Like, you're mad at me, but you're going to pay me to not come in.
Yeah.
Is it like if I spit in your coffee, kind of slap the clipboard out of your hand? What do I do? But they won't tell me.
Well, there's been times, I'll just say we've had unexpected days off, and I was like, whoa, bonus.
Yeah. Yes. Who's got COVID? All right.
Like, hey, Joe, you want to meet for a cocktail?
Yeah.
It's amazing how they get that portable kit to your house, though.
Oh, yeah.
Castle gets that there fast. Here you go.
Don't worry, there's 2 hours before the show. We can do this.
We got you.
I know that you're sick as a dog and probably dying, but hey,
that is
the
one time the corporate moves fast.
Yeah.
If you have any other request, it's like, you know, it goes to the channels, you got to wait for this, it's the proper protocols. If your ass had COVID, you're like, there's a microphone at your home.
Well, just
already.
The YouTube channel. How long were we trying to get this doggone thing up? Right.
9 months.
We hired Tim back in January for a February launch.
We should have told him Tim had COVID.
Yeah. And look, I get it. A lot of people do actually work from home and get stuff done.
Yeah,
I'm not one of those people.
Oh, no, man.
I'd be doing laundry during the show I mean, I think it was one day, like, right, because, like, you get COVID, you got to stay home, but then you had to stay home for so many days. It's like, but, like, the flu, after a couple of days, like, I felt fine. And then it's like, you don't really think about it, but there's a game on the TV, like, we're in a commercial break, and I realized, like, oh, my God, I'm just drinking a beer. What? It's like, wait a minute, I'm still working.
When I came home, came back to work from COVID, my place was immaculate.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'd organized the groceries, like, in my cupboards, gone through to see what I had. I was so freaking bored, I couldn't even take it.
I remember golf was on every day, and then when we were doing the Appy Hour Live, you always had something else up there.
Well, I just put that on for effect.
Yeah. Speaking of golf
streaming.
And sports, what a weekend in this city.
Oh, yeah.
Just unreal.
I hate this team. I'm not even going to talk about it.
Yeah, I know. I was just talking to a guy down in the corner store, and he was like, I'm looking at tickets. So first, we got to get into Apple Cup happened. Listen, Cougs, you can't be shocked. All right, the Huskies... The Huskies had a down year last year. The Huskies are a much better team.
Coleman, 10% win percentage of the Apple Cup?
10%, right. Coleman's a beast. Boston is my guy. He catches touchdowns left and right, basically every game. So, Apple Cup, watch that. You figure most people in Seattle, and I know there's a lot of Cougs who live here, but you're like, all right, Seattle's up. Then you get to Sunday. I don't remember the Seahawks just dismantling somebody like that in a long time.
No.
I mean, from the... Right, it just seemed like as soon as that game started, like it was, and I was like watching at a bar, was like, I'm getting tired of high fiving people.
The Saints might be worse than Miami.
Yeah.
Like after the first week, I thought, okay, Miami's absolutely going to self destruct. They've tried to pull it together. The Saints are so bad.
Well, and the Saints have been so kind of a trap team for us for the past few times that we've played them. They're not that good, but they always seem to make us look stupid.
But that's how much worse they are this year. Like, we can't even be your trap game.
I was not shocked that UW won. I was not shocked that the Seahawks won. I was shocked that the Mariners basically almost shut the Astros out in Houston. Now, that to me is, that's a shock.
That's the biggest
shock.
That's
a
shock.
As I say, so you're right, you get past. I just got to say real quick about the Seahawks. I was talking to one guy at the bar before that game kicks off. I go, I just don't know who we are. This game makes me nervous.
Yeah.
By the end of the first quarter, I walk back over to him. I say, we're good. We know who we are. Right. So then after that, you go, all right, we got the Mariners coming on. Mariners had already won 2 games out of 3. So basically, you're good to go. And then that second inning, they explode for, 7 runs?
Oh,
and I was like, this game's a wrap now.
Right. The trip home on Friday, I was paying attention to that game, and they took a sizable lead early on. It's like, okay, good. I'm really happy with securing a non-sweep against us for game one.
Sure.
That's what I really wanted for against the Astros.
Yeah.
They're a great team. They have always been good. They've always been just a thorn in our side. So getting game one was important. Game two, all right, we got the doggone
series.
You could see the Astros almost break a little bit in game two.
Yeah, and then game three, I put it on like, I know we're going to lose this game. Then all of a sudden, that explosive second inning... Like, what is this?
And in the meantime, the Savannah Bananas are selling out there for two nights, and no one even cares about the Mariners. They just want to see these thirst traps play baseball.
I know. I saw a couple people being like, I don't understand the Savannah Bananas. It's like, A, it's fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's fun for everybody involved. They do play still a form of real baseball. And then Miles is right. Every mom I know my age is like, they're obsessed with those banana dudes.
Well, you know, they got some stuff for the guys out there, too. They had Mariners legend Jamie Moyer out there. They had my man James Paxton came back out, the big maple for
They had
for
the guy from Train singing Train songs.
No offense. I don't think they care about the old Mariners. I just think they care about these young, hot guys.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's like, this guy was in Thunder Down Under 1978. Like, no, they don't really care about that. They kind of like these guys. But it's cool to have those guys out there.
Yeah.
And look, I think Train is horrible, but if I'm the guy from Train, knowing who his audience is, I would have sang at the Savannah Bananas as well.
He did not go home alone.
No.
Whoa, Jesus, man. He might be married.
He is, yeah.
Okay, then his wife went home with him.
All right.
Okay, his wife went home alone.
So that's why he sold his house in his supply.
There you go.
Yeah, and look, I think the Bananas are great for what they're doing. I think it's good for the sport and this and that. Like, and I love the fact, like, everybody's like, I don't understand it. It's like, well, again, it's fun. There's something for everybody.
What is to not
And they keep their ticket prices low. And don't well, you're on the second market,
right?
Their
correct.
Ticket prices though are low. That's part of their point of contention. It's like we don't scout, you know, we don't send crazy prices through the roof, but you can afford to go to our games and everything. And then you could watch them all on the internet. Like the guy that runs that is on to something, man.
Yeah, they, obviously, man. Like you said, they're selling out.
Yeah, it's getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. So if you like Halloween. There's a basically there's a thing called cable TV, and they're looking for somebody to make $666 plus $50 Uber Eats card. You get a 1-year subscription to Screambox. Basically, you just got to watch 5 of the scariest films of all time.
Do they say what the 5 are or what 5 of them
you
might
get to
be?
Pick out of the 13?
Ooh, I wonder if I've seen any of
those. What would you say is the scariest movie you've seen?
The scariest movies that I have seen in there is Paranormal Activity and The Conjuring. I haven't gone to like these, you know, dark web style movies where they're showing, you know, it's also what your definition of scary is. Is your definition of scary, you know, gore porn type stuff, or is it more psychological? Is it?
I would always argue, so, you know, Miles made a good point. Actually, we were talking about this last week, and he said, like, you had like The Omen or you had The Exorcist. And those things were creepy the whole time. You never jumped out of your seat. You're just not ever comfortable.
Right.
And I like how you said
Gregory
it.
You're hiring Gregory Peck.
Right. But like you said, the slash, they're just not cinematic. They're not really like movies.
You're hiring
like
Jack Nicholson. Right. He's the star of this movie. Exactly. It is a horror movie, but you have an A-lister. So the movie has to be a movie.
Right.
That can't be Jack going around, I'm stabbing Jackin'.
Right.
You know, like, it's not that. It's
stabbing Jackin'.
There's more to it. Like, I'm Jack the Stabber. Whatever.
So, like, number 13 on the list is The Thing.
Okay.
Then you have the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the original.
That's a pretty good movie.
Still haven't seen the original. I've seen a handful of the remakes, though.
All right, what about The Strangers? 2008.
Strangers, yes. That one was creepy. These guys
the ones with the mask on.
Yeah, okay. they go on vacation out to like a cabin or something like that, and then there's these
always
creepy-ass
guys.
It's always a cabin.
I don't believe it. People have cabins.
It's always a cabin. Movies.
There's actually
bad
a horror
started,
comedy.
There's no good movies with cabins other than like Uncle Buck.
There's actually a horror comedy called Cabin in the Woods that basically every horror movie is kind of predetermined sort of a thing. It's all just orchestrated, and it's called Cabin in the Woods. These people just go to this cabin, and that's how they execute.
God damn it, Miles. It's not Uncle Buck.
What is it?
What is it? Whether he's
Outdoors?
The Great Outdoors.
Great Outdoors. Sorry, that's right.
I like cabins, but like I said, I got a cabin once on the Salduck River, and the girl I was with went to sleep, and she made me watch one of the Shining vampire movies from out there.
Oh, Twilight, yeah.
Yeah, so I was out in the hot tub, enjoying a little herbal refreshment, and I'm staring into the moss and everything, and then, I got up and ran inside. I got scared.
I don't want vampires out here.
Yeah.
Even just, the good-looking ones.
Well, it's just spooky over there.
Dark.
Yeah. The Shining makes the list
great
from 1980.
Great
Martyrs, It.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Now, here's one. Number 6, they have Halloween. I like, I'll watch Halloween. To me, that's not that scary.
The first one was a little creepier because you know, once they established it as a franchise, it's like, here comes the knife, runaway. That one, it took you a hot minute to figure out exactly what the F was going on. And I think that's the only difference.
Mm. It's like Rocky. Like, you don't know who Rocky's going to be until
three-fourths
of the
two.
Movie. You know
right,
what I mean?
Rocky 2.
The first part of Rocky is just like, you know, an hour and a half of nothing. You're just character development.
Right.
Then he gets in the ring and like, this is the Rocky we know.
Yeah.
It's kind of the same thing. Like, you don't know the Jason in Halloween yet.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Mike Myers.
Damn it. Or this is Friday the 13th. Come on, man.
I also think maybe Halloween, maybe I've just seen it enough or you hear the music all the time. Like, maybe I'm desensitized. But that's the only one like I'll watch.
Distracted by Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah. She's always hot. Mm-hmm. Get Out is on the list.
Nice. That was a really fun flick.
I don't think it was scary, but it's good.
Yeah.
I mean, it bugged me on certain levels, but it wasn't necessarily like I'm going to lose sleep over.
Well, and that was Jordan Peele's first dip into making horror, and doggone it, dude. We found that he has a niche.
Yeah. I know.
didn't it go up for like best comedy?
I'm like, is this funny? Who thinks this is funny? I don't think it's funny.
It's hilarious to me.
I was just saying, me, Miles, and Mike, we loved it.
By God, that looked like a utopia.
Comedy of the year.
It's like the Flintstones.
The Exorcist made the list.
Classic.
Yep.
Yeah, you can't really go wrong with that one. Again,
yes, you can. That's probably one of the scariest ones on there.
That's what he's saying. You can't go wrong. It's like, that's a legit scary movie.
Right.
And again, growing up in that area makes it even scarier.
Well, growing up in that church environment makes that movie scary.
Yeah. Because
that was the whole point. You're going to hell. If you don't do this, you're going to hell. Mm-hmm. If you don't cut the grass, you're going to hell. If you don't shovel the stove, you're going to go to hell.
But that house burnt down. Mm-hmm. It's just a park there now. And then I told you that when that happened, my mom, that kid was in my mom's parish. And that priest claimed he couldn't raise his arms above his shoulders while that kid was possessed. Mm-hmm. I don't know if the priest was freaking out little kids.
Turns out it was a rotator cuff. Yeah. Well, I didn't want to tell anybody after the fact.
And there was a lot of supernatural stuff that came with that movie, too. Like, there were some issues that they had on set with that one. That one and Poltergeist.
Yeah.
El Diablo. The Evil Dead makes the list from 1981. Nice. And then their top two are Candyman.
Okay.
Really?
And a Nightmare on Elm Street.
I
think they were very good for what they were, but... Again, those aren't the types of movies that put me to sleep. But then again, when you say Candyman in the Mirror, how many was it? Five times?
Three times.
Three times.
No, I won't say Bloody Mary in the Mirror. Yep. I won't even order a Bloody Mary. That's how much it scarred me.
And for me, Nightmare on Elm Street, the concept was a lot scarier than the movie.
Yeah, agreed.
Yep. You know?
Yeah.
Guy who gets in your dreams.
Let's see. You got a little Monday Night Football tonight, boys.
Who's playing?
It's the Ravens hosting the Lions.
Huh.
Yeah.
Should be a good one. Go Lions.
Kind of crazy.
That is wild. I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah, you might
like it.
Thank you,
Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Florida woman can't leave the house because of a giant alligator outside her door. Meanwhile, we head to Oklahoma, where a tiger handler, he gets to hear one final roar before he gets eaten. Georgia woman steals from gas station to play slot machines inside. To Mexico, where hundreds of soda drinkers secretly cried. And a Virginia woman wins the lottery, gives it all away, which means she was already loaded. And it's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
Right, top story, wild story out of Mexico City, as surveillance footage caught a terrifying scene on film. The camera looks over a street in the city's most populous borough and looks upon a Doritos soda truck stopped in the middle of the road. Jarritos.
Okay, right.
Slightly sunken in the back. By the time you realize what this truck looks like, suddenly out of nowhere, a sinkhole opens up directly underneath the truck, swallowing the entire trailer. There's some evidence to believe that they knew that the ground would give way, as they seem to have roped off the area with caution tape and traffic cones to ward off anybody else from getting in harm's way. There's no report on if any injuries were sustained in the incident.
Damn.
And that's terrifying, dude. This thing opened up. This is a sizable truck that it just ate up out of nowhere.
Sinkholes are terrifying, man.
They are, dude.
Yeah.
Like, it's not something you worry about, but anytime you see video, it's like, right, you have no real way of predicting it.
Right.
Unless the ground's already collapsing around it, right? But I mean, just houses gone, cars gone.
Exactly. And it's in the middle of the road. It's not like there was anything kind of eroding underneath it or anything like that. Or I suppose it was, but just out of nowhere, all of a sudden the asphalt gives way.
That is, yeah.
So I don't even know how sinkholes work. It just all of a sudden eats
water eating away at the limestone underneath, but there's no real way to monitor it.
Right, no way to detect it.
You know what I mean? They can make predictions like, if you build this building here, then there's a chance that this thing might happen. But, you know, that's reasonably new. So if you built something in, say, 1950, that wasn't on your radar. But, you know, fast forward 75 years and it's opened up a sinkhole.
Well, and if I own a spot that's around that sinkhole that opened up, like, I don't trust my spot to stay up.
No.
In other news, down in Missouri, where one woman has a gambling problem. She works at a local convenience store and was recently caught by her employer taking some liberties at work. There's a slot machine located inside the store that apparently the woman was playing by taking cash from the store and using that to gamble.
This is how I learned that Georgia gas stations have legalized gambling inside.
Right?
There's a few states in the South that have those.
I know. Yeah? I did not know that.
Yeah, I want to say South Carolina. I remember they had like gambling machines in there.
All right. So no one gets casinos, but you can go to the gas station.
The same thing like in an airport in Vegas.
Right?
You can play slot machines to get gas. It's like, what in the hell?
I just don't know how great of an idea that is. Like, no offense to convenience stores. They are great out of convenience, and I've used them aplenty, but there was never one that I was like, you know, let me just park in here real quick.
Convenient gambling.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Come on now. In all, she's alleged to have stolen more than $3,400 in cash and merchandise from the store. She's allegedly made her way to court where she pleaded not guilty to all the charges, which I don't know how you do that. She's currently being held in the county jail on a cash-only bond.
I have a gambling addiction. See, when I first read the story, I was like, she's probably stealing scratch-off tickets or buying them.
Right.
Or playing the lottery.
Which she did, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, still. I didn't know there was an actual gamble like a slot machine in the gas station.
Let me just take 20 out of the till real quick.
Well, you guys got to remember, too, man. These are rural-ass areas.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, you got nothing better to do. Go hang out at the gas. You're probably hanging out at the gas station anyhow.
And you probably know everyone there.
In a lot of areas of Oregon, even if you go to bars and restaurants, they will have a gaming area with slot machines. Which I didn't know they could do that either. Pretty crazy.
Bad scene out of Oklahoma as a big cat preserve suffered a tragedy. One of their handlers was mauled to death by one of the tigers in their care. The preserve released a statement saying this tragedy is a painful reminder of both the beauty and unpredictability of the natural world.
We know this.
Right. That's why
even where I went in Africa, they're not enclosed. They're out in the wild.
That's right.
But yes, we're very aware of that.
Yes.
And I don't even work there.
They eulogized the handler as a passionate advocate for wildlife conservation who loved big cats, especially saying the animals in his care were not just animals to him, but beings he formed a connection with, rooted in respect, daily care, and love.
Yeah, he killed you.
Yeah, to them, he's food.
Right. Right.
They canceled all the tours and encounters until further notice. Right. How many times have we had this discussion?
He's an eventual snack. They're used to him. They know that he is not a threat.
Right. Like Dave tonight.
The only reason why your house cat does not kill you where you stand is because it knows it's not big enough to do it.
And that's about it.
I'm also not convinced that if you didn't have enough cats, they wouldn't start working together to take your ass out. That's why I'm afraid of getting any more doggone cats.
How many do you have again?
I got three.
I see.
I got Linus, Lucy, more, and Dom.
Dom.
You're warning everyone else. Let me get this straight.
It's going to happen. One of these days, I'm going to be a headline guy.
Yeah.
We go to Lake County for a classic Florida story. Local authorities got a call from a homeowner complaining of an unwanted visitor on her porch. A large gator that was squatting outside of her front door. They arrived at the scene where cameras caught the whole capture of her.
He said he's squatting.
He's hanging out there.
It was leg day.
Yeah.
They resorted to a lasso before they were able to safely subdue the animal with tape over its mouth. The gator was relocated without further incident. That's Florida 101.
That is standard Florida.
But just in case those stories with the bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go to Virginia, where one woman's big win turned into a win for many more. The woman is a grandmother and a widow with an apparent heart of gold as she managed to choose the 5 correct numbers to win herself a $50,000 jackpot. But wait, there's more. Because she paid a little extra for her ticket, her winnings tripled, awarding her $150,000, which she plans to keep none of.
What?
She told lottery officials and media that God blessed her with these winnings so that she could bless others and has elected to give $50,000 each to 3 different charities. You got Shalom Farms, the Navy Marine Corps Relief Society, and the Association for Frontotemporal Degeneration, the last of which in memory of her husband who passed from frontotemporal degeneration after living life as a firefighter. That her donations will inspire others to give back as well.
Damn, man. It won't. But that is great what she did.
Right.
No, I mean, like, seriously, what she did is great. They will probably get some extra donations, but I don't think she's going to inspire a lot of lottery winners.
Yeah.
I get donating some of it, but all of it? That's wild.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Good for her.
I mean, she gets to write it all off as taxes, so that's nice.
Yeah.
I'm guessing she was very well off.
I would assume.
Certainly is now.
Okay. Yeah.
She's doing just fine. Men's Room Sports, the Mariners. The freaking Seattle Mariners with a do-or-die, make-or-break series in Houston against the Astros went in there and did what they do. Walking away with not one, not two, but a full 3-game series sweep of the Astros. Going into that series, they were tied with Houston for first place in the division. And by beating them in all 3 games, that put them in a comfortable 3-game lead for first place.
Mike, here's the scary part. Now they're playing the worst team in baseball.
Yes, they are.
That's the one.
That's the...
Uh-huh. Before they play the
correct.
Last year's winners. So we got the worst team in baseball, followed by last year's best team in baseball. Enjoy that.
Don't mess up the worst team in baseball.
As Miles said, they got the day off before they make their way to finish the regular season up at home, starting with a 3-game series against Colorado that begins tomorrow night. It is the Mariners, so don't be shocked. So what you're going to watch tonight, you got baseball underway over on MLB, a little preseason hockey over on NHL, and Monday Night Football as Detroit Lions descend upon Baltimore to take on the Ravens. That's currently underway over on ABC, ESPN, and ESPN2. As far as your weather, we've got a clear sky with a low of 53 tonight, and that makes for a mostly sunny 74-degree day tomorrow. And that is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thanks, sir. I appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Sit and Spin. Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs from the Daily Miggs Morning Show. Join us. Lovely Jolene's coming up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.